Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gramas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gramas moves to second. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burton bunts towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Gramas moves to third. Brock moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 0. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Thomas trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to second. 2 outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 0 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Santo reaches second base with a double. Burton goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bearnerth fires to first and has Hubbs trapped. There's the throw to Hunt, who tags Hubbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burpell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burpell hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Toth is 0-for-1 in the game. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carmel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bearnerth hits a line drive into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up into right field. Brock picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Gonder scores. Snyder moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carmel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carmel is walked intentionally. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burpell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grammas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grammas strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Hobby. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Moran applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Larry Beinerth. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires over to first and Harkness drops the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Brock moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball towards center field. Carmel fields the ball and throws to first. Harkness drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Harkness. Brock tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Roger Craig now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobby for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Choo-Choo Coleman pinch hits for Al Moran. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmel moves to third. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Roger Craig. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carmel tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Tim Harkness batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harkness is 0-for-4 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.